Join us this week as we explore the issue of substance abuse in our region, including stories from victims, emergency services personnel, and advocacy organizations. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Dr. Shahar Talber of Mercy Clinic Eye Specialists and Springfield Branson National Airport. According to the American Music Therapy Association, music therapy as a health profession dates back to about 1950. Broadly defined, it's the clinical use of music in a therapeutic relationship between a client and a credentialed professional to help address physical, emotional, cognitive, and social needs. The treatment generally involves listening to, creating, singing, and/or moving to music. Substance abuse treatment programs are now making use of music and art therapy. We'll talk about music therapy to help treat addiction on this edition of Sense of Community. Drury University is home to Springfield's only on-campus music therapy program, the Drury University Center for Music Therapy and Wellness. It began in 2002 and is housed in a former church building owned by Drury, now called Congregational Hall. Dr. Natalie Waldarzik, a Drury Associate Professor of Music, is the director of the music therapy program at Drury.
We're really lucky to have that as our music therapy clinic. It's not very common for a university program to have its own music therapy clinic on campus. We might be small, but for our size, we sure offer a lot to the students.
Morgan Robertson is a music therapist in the Drury program who not only teaches and mentors Drury students seeking degrees in music therapy, but also works with the Greene County Juvenile Justice System and the Greene County Youth Academy. One of Morgan Robertson's specialties is providing music therapy for adolescents ages 13 to 17.
And they come here on Tuesday afternoons, and then on Tuesday evenings, I go to the detention center.
Now, because Robertson is not an officer of the court, an attorney, or a physician, and to protect the privacy rights of the teenagers, she is prohibited from discussing with them what specifically brought them to the juvenile justice system, nor are they allowed to reveal it. While these adolescents are dealing with a host of legal and social issues, Robertson feels drugs and alcohol undoubtedly play a big part in why at least some of them landed in the juvenile justice system.
Say we're doing a lyric analysis, and the lyrics pertain specifically to drug and alcohol use and or drug and alcohol recovery, then it's okay for people to offer up their personal experiences. If teaching somebody a guitar lick or do a cover of a song or a rap, if that can inspire them on their journey, then I'm willing to present it to them. And I think that music therapy is a perfect component of the recovery process.
While music therapist Morgan Robertson works with youth in the juvenile justice system, Drury Music Therapy Program Director Dr. Natalie Waldarzik works with individuals who are very definitely recovering from alcohol or drug addiction. Dr. Waldarzik is part of the counseling staff at the privately run, privately funded Synergy Recovery Center just outside Springfield in Rogersville. Synergy's executive director and co-founder is Paige Tuck.
We're a dual diagnosis treatment facility, so we can do mental health and substance abuse, which a lot of times go hand in hand. There's a need in our area. I think that people are having more awareness. I think some of the shame that's associated with addiction has been hopefully lessened, and that people are reaching out and getting help.
Specifically women age 18 and older. Synergy Recovery Center houses up to 8 women for 30 to 90 days each, offering some 50 hours a week of structured, holistic treatment to their clients, including individual and group therapy, fitness classes, and music therapy. And that's Dr. Natalie Waldarzik's specialty.
The reason that many of these women have turned to drugs or alcohol is an escape or, you know, a negative coping skill for something else that they're dealing with. Some traumatic background, they were abused, self-esteem issues, issues with eating disorders, body image. We spend a lot more time in my group using music as an opportunity and tool for self-expression and reflection. I do a lot of what we call lyric analysis. And so what I'll do is I'll bring my guitar and I will sing and play this song live. And the women love to sing with me, so they all sing. I bring instruments and, you know, so we sing and we have a good time singing the song. But then afterwards, we really get into the lyrics and we talk about certain lyrics that they can relate to or that they think are a clear depiction of what they've gone through. Or sometimes they say, you know what, line 19, that doesn't, I don't get that at all. We do a lot of improvisation. So we'll just kind of make music. And then the way that they were kind of listening to each other and reacting to each other, that you're not alone in the experience. And that's one thing that group therapy does, is it gives them that group cohesion, that sense of, you know, I'm not alone. I'm not the only person that's going through this. I hope you dance.
The women currently staying at Synergy Recovery Center allowed me to sit in with them briefly last week during their session with Dr. Woldarczyk as she led them through Leanne Womack's song, I Hope You Dance. Find out more about the Drury Center for Music Therapy and Wellness at drury.edu/music, and Synergy Recovery Center's website is synergyrecoverycenter.com. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Dr. Shahar Tauber of Mercy Clinic Eye Specialists and Springfield Branson National Airport.